Recording.
Okay, so we're going to start. I want to start Sadi Vav Siv Dalet. So, we talked about Dar Choref. We had a couple different, you know, standard cases. So, if anyone is, let's say you've been in a public place and you see this freshly, you know, made, lemonade stand, and you want to go buy the fresh lemonade stand, you know, lemonade, so it's geschmack, it looks fresh, pure, all natural, whatever, so all ingredients are good, so you're allowed to buy it. So, as most things, we have a mafurish, a Shulchan Aruch, about that case. So let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says. There's a lot of geschmack, nafkaminas, a lot of lomdas in this. So, if it's a mafurish machaber, it comes from the Shibuli Aleket, in Sadi Vav Siv Dalet. Mainly, mine is shemaviyim agoyim. If they bring you lemonade, or they bring you a massive vat of herring, shemaviyim agoyim bechaviyos, and they're all soaked together in mutarim. Everything is motor. Haga, why says the Rama? Shemaviyim har bebiachad. They bring it all together. Even if some of them became aser, why would any of it become aser? It's a lemon. Shenechtechu b'rishoinayim sakin shel goyim. Because this guy used a treif knife on it. And we're going to assume that a lemon is a little bit charif, because that was the end of the sif before, that it's a peris charif, and it's like a davar charif. And we know a davar charif, we'll see, I'm already jumping the gun. But the point is that the knife is treif, and mele, the lemons were cut with a treif knife, so probably some of them are treif. But since there's so many lemons that go into this lemonade, they're all bottled. Nizbatlu ba'acherim ha'nechtochim achakach, she'inam ne'asorim, Kikvarn is batel tam asaki. Because whatever tam, whatever isur dika tam is there, is batel already. V'chein kulam mutarim, and that's why everything is motor. V'chein chol kayoitz bazeh, and anything similar to this. V'lochein, and therefore, oichlam b'ksas m'koyim asakruv shakarim kumposh. Some people eat the sauerkraut or coleslaw, some sort of pickled cabbage recipe that you buy from goyim. They buy it. Avagav departs for chotuch. Even though it's cut, it's the same thing. It's a lot of cabbage cut. L'chara, they use the same knife for the cabbage. And even if it started off as a treif knife, eventually it becomes okay. And eventually there's enough kosher to mevatel the treif. However, yesh mekaymish machmirim bezeh ve'in l'shanas aminim, which is unclear exactly what that means. But it sounds like the are mekaymish that are machmir bezeh on what? On the cabbage or on the lemons or on both? Or on ve'in l'shanas. Okay? And you should follow the minik. Okay, so sounds like the lemons are mutter. The cabbage, he's not so happy with. Not clear if there's a minute to be machmer on the lemons also. Okay, now, the question is like this. Assuming that the knife was treifed to begin with, so what is the problem with the first few lemons and why does it become mutter later? We're saying, oh, the first few are takaser, but the rest are become batel. What's the tzad is or what's the tzad het? So the Bach says, look at the Shibuli Aleket inside. Shibuli Aleket says that the knife started off as aser. After you finish cutting off a few of them, the knife is not a problem anymore. And memela, the rest are mutter. And the whatever you did later is mevatel at the beginning. So what was wrong with the knife? So the Bach learns it has to be talking about that we're going not like the Sefer HaTrumah. We're going like the Shita that says that only a real davar charif takes old blias and makes them fresh. Takes an eino ben yoimai knife and makes it fresh. Like the chiltis. Remember we explained that the chiltis is this real poisonous stuff. The chiltis, that's the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, that's mevato. That's mechal yolei l'shvach. That is the koyach to take old pogum to blias and make it good. But a lemon, even if it's a davar charif, lagabe, that it can take out the blias, but it's not going to make old blias fresh. Memela, we're going to revert back to the rule that stam kliena ben yoimai. And mistama, even if the guy did use it for his hot, you know, pork or whatever, lemaisa was ena ben yoimai. So all that's left is the shamnunis on the outside of the knife, the grease. The shamnunis, the outside of the knife, gets wiped off. You know, maybe gets spread when you cut it. It's on the outside of the first lemon. Maybe it's on the outside of the second lemon. But the third or fourth lemon, the knife is clean. So all you have is a little bit of the exterior of the first few lemons, that's a problem. And then the rest of the lemons are all fine. And Mimela, the rest of the lemons are Mabato, the first two lemons. The Bach pshat in this din. Now, that's a good thing to be aware of, because this could be negiah things that are not charif at all. For example, let's say you want to buy cut fruit in a store. Let's say you want to buy a cut melon. You know, what's it called? Those are the cantaloupe or whatever. So maybe one could say, even if you'll say that it was a trafe knife and it's dirty, but it's not charif. So all you have to worry about is the shamnunis on the outside. Eventually, it gets spread out. You have to buy a lot of it because you have to make sure that there's 60 or whatever. But
you have to buy a lot of it. There's a lot of cut fruit in the store on the
shelf. Oh, you're saying there's a lot of cut fruit on the shelf, right? Okay. So you have to have...
Could be.
Well, look, that will be next. That's going to be next week's share. Right, because you have to assume it's dirty, the knife.
But if you don't see, you always assume when you're eating
that one. Right, correct. That's always the concept of bittul. If you know which one is the problem, then you know it. Bittul is when you don't know, right? So now, suck the shach in sivkotan yudchof. The shach says, no. That cannot be pshat in the shibuli aleket, because the shibuli aleket is mashma, that he's treating lemons, yes, as a davar charif. And he's not just worried about the shamnunis, he's worried about the bliyas inside. Oh, so now we have a problem. Because then it would be mashma that if you're worried about the bliyas inside, if you cut a lemon, a treif knife on a lemon, you're going to tell me that kilo took all the bliyas out of the knife? After twice, all of a sudden, all the bliyas are out of the knife? So the shach asks two questions. You cannot say that. It says, number one, we learned before that if you dice an onion, we said the entire onion is asr. Why? Because if you ask kedin netila and the dice, the slice of the piece of onion is less than the kedin netila, so every piece got asr because you cut the onion and the kedin netila of the onion got the flavor of the knife, of the tznoin, the radish. So the whole entire onion is asr. Frektoshach, according to the Bach's understanding, according to this, why don't you say that after the first few times you cut it, according to the Shibul Eleket, after the first few times you cut the knife, all the bleas came out already. Obviously, you don't say that. You don't say the bleas all came out after the first few cuttings. You cut and you cut and you cut, you cut, you cut. Bleas are still coming out every time you cut. And it's Asher and Kedei Netila, and it's Asher and Kedei Netila. So all the lemons have Kedei Netila in it. So it's a steer to the din before. Kasha number one. Kasha number two is that's from the case of a radish. This is very important in these cases. We have lemons, we have radishes, and now he has a case of a zayas, an onion, an olive. An olive, I don't think we usually eat like raw olives off the, they're always like pickled and marinated or whatever, you know, with some sort of orange piece inside or whatever. But if you just have a plain old olive, it's like bitter. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskens in Chos Pesach, if you cut onions before Pesach with a chametz dikah knife, olives, zeisim, with a chametz dikah knife before Pesach, all the zeisim are aser. So again, why? Why do you say all of them are aser? Mistama, well, the first two, three are aser, and because that took the bleas out of the knife, and the rest are good. So the Shach says, a teretz, first we're going to be mechalic between the radish and the lemon, and then we'll see where the olive fits in, okay? Following the cheshbon, there was two kashas, and then we're going to mechal between the tznoin, the radish, and the lemon, and then we're going to see where the olive fits in. So he says like this, unbelievable chiddush. He says a tznoin, a radish, is very charif. A lemon is charif, but not majorly charif. So he says that the tznoin, which is very charif, has the ability to pull bleas out of the entire knife. And the bleas that are in the knife are going to keep on pouring out. And you cannot be mevatel those bleas. But the lemon is in between. The lemon is strong enough to take out bleas, but only from the surface of the knife, from the surface. And the flavor that the onion, that the lemon puts into the knife is mevatel the flavor that's left over. So basically, what happens is it's enough to pull out the flavor, but only pulls out the flavor from the surface of the knife. But whatever is the flavor in the surface of the knife, that flavor becomes bottle from the lemon. So itaka works, but only as a lemon. the tznoin, you dice up an onion or a tznoin, that taka takes out bleas from the whole knife, loyal and void. But the lemon only has the karat to take out a minimal amount of bleas. Once you cut 3-4 lemons, there's no more bleas left. And therefore, you can use the knife on the rest of them. And therefore, it's all kosher. So what about the olive? So he says, two tirutzim. Either the olive is even less than the lemon. So therefore, it doesn't even take out all the blea from the surface. It only takes out some of the blea from the surface. So therefore, it will take out some of the blea from the surface forever. And therefore, it's not mevatel the flavor. So all of them become aser because it's not powerful enough to take out all the blea from the surface, but it's also not powerful enough to right? So it's even less than the tznoin. So the lemon. So the lemon is mamish, this middle darga that's powerful enough to take out all the bleas from the middle, but not powerful enough to reach beyond the surface of the knife. So Mela can't get the bleas that are there for the tznoin, but whatever's in the surface it took out, which the olive cannot take all of those out. That's one teretz. Or he said, no, the reason the olive is also because the olive is even more than the lemon, it says the chamer is the tznoin. So it keeps on taking out bleas from the whole knife. And he says, it's mefurish and chazal, because the chazal said that why the yoina that Noach sent out, eat an olive's branch, because olives are very bitter. So you see, Chazal held that olives are bitter. So, otherwise, he should have picked out a radish, a leaf. Why is he picking out a whatever?
Those are raw olives.
I've learned that in my comments earlier.
Yeah.
Okay, so okay, this is the shach. This is pretty much the shach's mahalach over here in explaining the thing. Then he says one other malach. Then he says, L'olam, you know what? I have a third malach. The third malach is, it's a shver amah. And really, the ikra halach is that it should be aser. Because it doesn't make sense, this whole thing, that after a few times you cut it, it's mevatel the flavor in the knife. And therefore, by if there's a minute to be makel, we're makel. But other than that, we're going to aser it. So therefore, by lemons, apparently there's a minute. Yeah, you go to the gate, you whatever. You go buy lemonade at the stand, you got it. Fine. So, you know, that was a minig in Klal Yisrael. So you eat the lemonade. But there's no minig in Klal Yisrael for the Zaysim. And therefore, we ask her because they card in. It's awesome. But the lemons, we were matter. So really, maybe. So yes, Mama, she declares three tzadim. Is an olive equal to the lemon? Is it less sharp than the lemon? Or is it more sharp than the lemon? Very interesting. Shach. Okay. But that's the setup of this din. Now, therefore, obviously, after you heard this whole shtickle, there's obviously no way to apply this to anything else. Because how would we know if it's exactly this level, right? So you want to go buy grapefruit juice at the goyish stand. Well, we have a minute, we're matter lemon juice. Also, we should also be matter grapefruit juice. I have no clue. Is grapefruit more sharp than lemons, less sharp than lemons? If it's more sharp than lemons, maybe you don't have the kula, because maybe it keeps on taking bleas out of the knife. If it's less sharp than lemons, maybe it doesn't take out all the bleas in the first few cuts, because it's like the olive. So therefore, you can't have a minig on that. Therefore, it's aser. So anything other than lemon juice, there's no way to use this ramah to be matter. It's very, very specific. Okay? Now, that could explain why the cabbage, that could explain the Taz's kasha. So the Taz and Sifkatan Yud Beis, the way he reads the Ramah, he doesn't understand the Ramah. The Ramah says, oh, there's a minig that we're matter goyesha lemon juice. Oh, but the goyesha coleslaw? No way. If you're matter this, matter that. Well, what's the chiluk? But again, if you hold it, if you can't apply, like according to the Shach, maybe that's like a lot of olives. It's not a tzushtal necessarily. But the Taz, so in the end, the Taz changes the gear. So, but the way we have the Ramah, there's a minute to be make on the lemon juice, and there's no minute to be make on the coleslaw. Okay, I'm going to throw in a little bit of a monkey wrench over here. I don't want to get involved, but Mishpat Zizav makes another chilak between the two cases, okay? It's a little complicated, so we'll leave it out for now. Okay, so this is the halacha. Lemaisa, the Shach says another thing is that the other reason why there may have been a tzad kula on the lemon juice is because we don't even know in the first place what knife they were using. Maybe they weren't using a knife that had anything treif on it. So Mamela, oh, you have all these tzirufim, We can be mako on the olives. You can't be mako. Fine. Okay. So far, so good. Fine. So the lemon juice, the lemonade that was cut with a goyish knife, lemaisa. If there's a minute to be mako, you can be mako. But if there's no minute to be mako, then I don't think you should be mako. And since I don't know if there's a current, you know, a current minig on this, so l'chora it's not a good idea to eat this lemonade at a lemonade stand when you don't know the status of what the knife was. Because you have this problem, you know, and especially here at these places, I don't really know. You have to know the quantities they're making and how often are they bringing out a new knife. And, you know, what their assumption there was that to use the same knife to cut thousands of lemons and filled up a whole barrel and brought it to you. I don't know if that's the scenario in these places. It could be they cut a few lemons with one knife and they bring out another one, whatever. So, I would say that since we don't have a definite minig, it's probably better not to drink this stuff. And
it's only a show that it's rich, but there could be a lot of other questions.
Yeah, I mean, assuming that it's only lemon, right?
Lemons, water, and sugar. I mean, it's hard to know that. And also, you can go somewhere and they're serving applesauce, and you have no idea what's in the applesauce. There's no horrific.
No, correct. I'm talking about this place that they right in front of your eyes. They show you. I have a lemon.
Chew. So the ingredients and all you're dealing with is the shiloh
cover. Right, the knife. The whole shiloh is the knife. Correct. If you just go and buy a smoothie, you have no clue it's in there. Right. There could be all sorts of things in there.
But the barrels also are possible issues. Mentions the chavios here.
You're saying why aren't we to the chavios? Why aren't we worried that you know the last shipment the guy had some sort of lard in there? Right, probably right. Probably these people were experienced in
fake flavor in there.
Right, exactly. It doesn't, you know, Snapple didn't come out with that that Canadian shit. Artificially flavored with, you know.
He's saying it's gonna be published in 18 minutes.
I think maybe it is, but Hagufa is that therefore probably they use the same barrels for lemons and not for anything else. Okay, the Shah, the Taz now, at the end of the Taz, the end of your Gimel, okay, the Taz brings in another case, okay? Very, very fascinating, very, very Gishmaka case, interesting case, and it has a couple of Yisoidos of Dover Charef in that case, okay? He brings a case like this. He says, what's the halacha if you had a tznoin. You had a radish. You took a knife, you cut through the onion or the radish, you cut through the tznoin, and lo and behold, you open it up and there's a worm inside the onion. And you cut straight through the worm. What? You cut straight through it. So the worm is treif, obviously. And it's a shaila if the flavor of the worm is considered nois and tam lefgam. Because a fly is considered nice and tam l'fgam. But apparently worms have a little more meat to them and, you know, a little more, some more flavor, you know. And apparently the worms are not considered nice and tam l'fgam. Okay. So now you have this worm flavor, your worm that you cut, and you have the onion. You cut the onion with the worm. What's the halacha? So you'd say, what's the halacha? What's the difference? Nothing happened. The worm was cut in half, and the onion was cut in half. What's one thing to do with the other? So he says that no. Zogt, the way the Prima Gadim brings it down, the way the Taz brings it down, I'm sorry, is that, and the Machta Shekel brings down also, the end of the Machta Shekel brings from the Taz also explains, that that it, since we're machmir on a davar tznoin, on a davar charif, you have to assume that the flavor of the worm got nivla, was absorbed into the onion. And therefore you have to take off kedei netila of the onion. Now, I ask you, what's the shaychis between the worm and the onion? What was the worm and the onion? Had the flavor from the worm get into the onion? You didn't cook them together or anything.
Sure.
Teretz is that when you cut something, when you cut the onion and you cut through the worm, into the onion is considered a duchka. It's considered pressure or whatever. So it's considered that you're pressing and pushing the worm onto the onion. And that duchka makes the flavor of the worm go into the onion. So I think this is the source for the Chochmas Adam that says that if you cut something on a cutting board, it's considered duchka between the cutting board and the thing that you're cutting, because this is not much that case. And they're saying it's considered duchka from the worm into the onion. So now you're cutting through the onion and you have this worm. So he says the halacha is that you have to be concerned that maybe kedei netila of the onion got flavor of the worm, or kedei netila of the onion, kedei kuloi lechatchila nerama, because the Ramah says kedei kuloi, yuchayish by davar charef, kedei kuloi, and maybe the whole onion is a problem, but for sure the kedei netila you got to throw out. Right. Because the klipa is, he's talking, is because he says, the way Machzor Shekel explains why the Ramah says klipa, is because he was going there that a worm has shvach flavor. But Allah, behold, a worm has good flavor, it will be kedei netila. Okay? You're questioning that from a culinary perspective?
No, I just didn't read the words
so,
out there.
Yeah, so that's what he says. Okay? Now, the end of the mach. Now I want to clear a shiloh that maybe comes a little bit more negeya. Okay, let's say you have a geshmaka, and I'll see where we'll show you where we're getting with this. Let's say you have a geshmaka deli sandwich, geshmaka matzah there, and you have onions, pickles, the whole matzah, and you cut straight through the sandwich because you can't even figure out how you're going to put the whole thing in your mouth at one shot. So you cut it in half. And lemaisa, your luck, you cut it in half with a milk like a knife. So you cut in half with a milchaka ben yoyma, let's say, whatever. You cut in half with a milchaka, what? Okay, I'm trying to avoid tzirufim and stuff like that. Fine, whatever. You have a milchaka knife. So we'll talk about all the cases. So you have a milchaka knife. So kipshutai, right then and there, yeah, you got the case? Geshmak sandwich, cut it with a milchaka knife. So deli sandwich, shmaka, deli sub, whatever. Strum. What? Cold, let's go cold. Keep it to the point. Cold, but still geshmak, nonetheless. Okay? Now you cut straight through. And now you cut with a milchika knife. So right away you gotta open up that sandwich and take out all the onions and the pickles. Because the onions and the pickles are charif. Since the onion and the pickles are charif, what? Well, lechatchila, the Ramah says it's kedei kulay. The Ramah says lechatchila is kulay. L'charif, this is still lechatchila. I'm saying you can still have your pastrami. I didn't tell you. We didn't touch the pastrami yet. So lechatchila, I would say take out the onions and take out the pickles. Okay, they're both charif. Take them out. Now, because it's cold, so we would say fine, but the deli is fine. So now I'm clearing a new shayla. Maybe you say, according to this, now there's another problem. There was a duchka between this milchika onion and the deli. Because according to this, we said that when you cut through, when you took a knife and you cut through a worm with an onion, it's like you pushed the worm flavor into the onion.
So, something softer, it has to be specifically
with the item you're cutting.
Onions, a sliver of
onion. You want a between an apple, a radish, and a sandwich, you say. Huh? Mm-hmm. Well, maybe if it's sourdough bread, it's like, yeah, you know, then you have the dukkah there. Okay, so I'm saying. So the L'chayra, what would happen is that the flavor would go from the knife to the onion. And now as you're continuing to push down, now the flavor of that onion is now being pushed into that deli, into the meat. And now the milchika flavor that's in that onion is now going into the meat underneath it. So L'chayra, now it's not just the onion and the onion and the a pickle, which is a problem, it's the heart of the sandwich also. Now you could say, now is where you could say, maybe there, at some point, you could say there, you could take off the kedena. Maybe it's only the kedena tila had it, and therefore you could take off the kedena tila of the whole sandwich. Maybe.
So you take a fleshix knife then, and then cut like half an inch over?
Yeah, I would say, that's a good question. Badi HaShulchan is busy with this. What knife do you use to cut off this kedena tila? Because you don't want to use a milchig knife because you're going to run into the same problem. But the fleshig knife, for my sister, there are masters like chatchilo, you have to be worried that maybe one kedena kula. So in the world of the chatchil of the Rama, now you're trafing it up by using a fleshig knife.
A fleshig knife, disposable knife.
What?
Disposable knife.
Right. It's a good sandwich. It's not going to cut it. So that's the Badir Shulchan Tahara. When you have to take off kedena tila, what in the world do you use to take off the kedena tila? You burn it. Burn it down. Yeah. But that's a hara. Now, Kapanim, I'm just clearing that's maybe the halacha. Now let's think about another point. Then. What's the din of the knife? So you use this milchika knife. Okay, so you use the milchika knife. And the milchika knife, it made the onions milchik, and now it made the flavor of the onions go into the meat. Well, the milchika knife didn't get any fleshika flavor here necessarily. The milchik knife didn't get any flavor. But the problem is that the prechadish brings down from the maril that in the case of the worm and the onion, when it's done, you have to kasha the knife. Why in the world do you have to kasha the knife? So the prechadish says, why do you have to kasha the knife for? All the knife is a little grease from the worm. The fact that the worm went into the onion has nothing to do with the knife. So obviously the maril is learning, no, that the flavor that went from the from the worm to the onion is not going to go back in as you continue cutting the onion. Is going to go back in now from the onion back into the knife. Right. First of all, so that's what he says. But even though that's true, that's because the bottom thing is also charif, so it has the power to put back in the bliya. But here the meat is on the bottom. So the meat has the flavor that it got from the onion, that it got from the knife, but the meat doesn't have the ability to put the flavor back into the knife. So the knife, l'char, in our case, would be good if you cut it with a milchika knife. This is one of those very, very, very rare cases that the knife is okay and the food is a problem. It's almost always the other way around.
The meat in the bottom. When the knife comes down, it's actually cutting the meat in half, so it's actually coming in contact with the meat.
Right. So you have to wash it off well, but the meat flavor is cold. So the cold meat will not go into the knife. So you wash it off well. You know, it's greasy, so you got to wash it off well. And maybe even like whatever, you got to take off that grease. But you don't have to kasha the knife. As opposed to the case of the maril, when it got the worm flavor in the onion, and you continue cutting that onion with that knife, there the maril held that the flavor will go back into the knife. That you kept cutting. It could matter, I'm saying, but if you cut it with par, so.
If the onions weren't there, would that have been a problem?
No.
Not for the food or the knife.
Right. Because everything was cold. So if everything was cold, so, you know, it's lechatchila. The worm being cut into an onion is where the problem is. So here also you need an onion. If you have a worm in an apple, if you have the worm in the apple, then the chara. So if you had worm in an apple, then this halach would not be the same. No, it wouldn't apply because the apple is not charif.
So I'm saying that if you're looking at the halacha of a
meat
sandwich or the worm sandwich, the halacha is basically the same.
It would be the same. It's just if there's onions there, there's no onions there. Right? So now, based on what we just said, The Tamaril says that if you cut the onion with the worm, the flavor goes back into the knife. So frekta chavazdas, akasha, back on the ikra alacha we started with. Back on the ikra alacha we started with the lemons. Very simple question. So he says, I don't understand. L'chaira, what do we say here? We said that the guy took his treif knife and cut the one onion. Okay, but the shach got this magical equation that only a little bit of the flavor comes out. And eventually after 3-4 lemons, that flavor is gone. And the rest of the onions, you cut, are all fine. So he said, I don't understand. You cut lemon number one. That lemon number one is treif. It's also chanan, because we hold chanan. That means the entire lemon, the entire kadei klipa of the lemon is treif. Why don't you say that the flavor that's in the lemon goes back into the knife? And every time you treif it off, every time the knife gives off a little flavor, it gets replenished with the flavor that's coming in. So how do you ever run out of time in the knife? However much flavor goes out, comes back in. And there's always going to be chanan, so you're going to keep on going. That's the Chavis Das's question on this halacha. So you have to, if you have to answer this question, you're going to break it down a little bit. But Primogun also mentions it. Ein charev poi lahaflut avliyak b'kli ke'achad. That an onion, a knife, as it's giving off the flavor, cannot take back in flavor. It can only do one thing at the same time. Like whoever was saying that last week was he said that, you know, it says in the Shulchan Aruch that if you're giving out flavor, then you can't take in flavor. So the Rebbe told his student, their student said, I don't understand, Rebbe. And, you know, the Rebbe was trying to explain, and the student kept on asking him questions, I don't understand. So he says, you're like this kli. If you keep on spitting out stuff, you're not gonna be able to take anything in. Keep quiet for a few minutes, and you'll be able to hear it finally. If you're being poilet, you can't be boilea. So stop being poilet and just listen to what I'm saying. So that's what he's saying here also. The onion, the flavor of the it's a one-way street. The onion, the knife is giving off flavor, it can't bring back in flavor. That's one answer. That's the Sivis's answer. That's the Prima Gadu's answer. The Chavis Das answers is that the blia that goes into the onion, it could, the knife could get flavor from the onion, but it won't get flavor from the blia that is balua in the onion. Basically, that's what he says there. But
the case of the Taz is the worm is getting Taz into the knife. It's not going, or no, we
right. That answer, the Prima Gadu, will not help in the worm case. Because the worm, the onion, the flavor was not coming out of the knife. Exactly, that's what you were saying. All right, so that's an interesting ramification. So what I want to do like this. So next week I want to do buying fruit salad and cut watermelons in stores and all this type of stuff. That's the mamish, the last halach and tarivav, sif hey. Then after that is the very, very important and negea halacha of milchik bread. Are you allowed to buy or sell milk and bread? Or fellowship bread, but that's not so common.
There is, it's a jump burger.
Yeah, but the meat is there. You can't miss the meat. If we're talking about here that it's kneaded with milk. You could look at the challah. You look at the challah, you won't see the milk. So we'll learn about that. After we finish, maybe we'll do a short, 4-week series on something for the summer. If it was ever here. Okay? Shkoyach.
Our knives today. Did we say we have shinuin on them?